You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do.
All right, role play level of concern. We know the way that this works. We go around the table. The three of us will be basically handed either a person, place, or thing, and then a scenario revolving around that person, place, or thing, and then we need to come up with our level of concern. It's either a pint on the patio, which means no concern, six-pack and a couple of shots, mediocre concern, or Nick Cage leaving Las Vegas, which is a large amount of concern.
Yeah.
A lot of concern. All right, Frankie, you will start us off. You were playing the role of the PGA Commissioner, Jay Monahan, who was not in the room when Tiger flew in to chat with some of the big boys in golf.
Yeah.
That included Ricky Fowler for some reason. Isn't Ricky on like the Hooters tour now? Does he still play golf? Like, well, I'm not sure why Ricky Fowler is involved.
Where's Ricky's live offer? Did that get lost?
Maybe it did. Like, listen, he's a big name, but Ricky Fowler is not a player.
He fits the bill for live. You're a big name who had a little bit of success.
Right. Yeah. Oh, huge name. Very marketable player. But he, in terms of actual play and success, Ricky Fowler is not a top 20 player in the world.
I also think maybe that's why he's flying in with Tiger, because it's like Ricky got the offer, he turned down the offer, he's shown his loyalty,
maybe
so now
right.
You get to ride with Tiger to the big meeting.
Maybe you're right. Anyway, level of concern. You're playing Jay Monahan.
Okay.
Frankie, what is your level of concern? Your future as PGA Tour commissioner is in jeopardy.
It's not a pint on the patio, but it's not Nick Cage. So I'm probably a six pack and a shot of vodka and some premium vodka at that. Listen, I think the fact that they're making a big deal out of Tiger coming in for this meeting and kind of acting as a sort of de facto commissioner for it should give you a little bit of concern. But ultimately, I think that Jay Monahan has done the best that he could given the circumstances, because, listen, you didn't know how to prepare for this league to kind of just come up out of nowhere, and the amounts of money that they're throwing at your players on your tour. So now you need to pivot, and you need to find ways to get your guys more money, get your guys to maybe play less, because these are a couple of the things that have been brought up. But ultimately, you can't compete with the live money. So I don't know. There's certain things that are out of his control. There's certain things that are in his control that he's going to have to do. So yeah, it's not Nick Cage, but it's not exactly a pine on the patio either.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I don't think Jay Monahan, many players of prominence were going to go.
Yeah.
And I think that is his responsibility to sniff that out. And he didn't.
Yep.
I don't believe for a second he would have thought Koepka and DeChambeau were going, that Cam Smith is on the verge of going. Like, those are big hits.
Yeah.
Big hits. And that's on Monahan to figure that out, try to find a way to keep them from going. Clearly that did not happen, and it won't be happening with Cam Smith. So Monahan, I think he's on thin ice. I think he should be on thin ice. But it's difficult to know who would fire him? Who's in charge of the PGA Tour?
Tiger.
It could be Tiger.
It's just Tiger.
Tiger probably has enough power to do it. And ultimately, there's a board and all the rest of it.
Right.
But the bottom line is, guys, the one thing I've heard, is players raise eyebrows when suddenly this LIV Tour, shows up, and guess what? Oh, our money gets better all of a sudden. Well, where did that money come from?
Exactly.
Why were we getting that money beforehand? Mm-hmm. Wasn't Jay Monahan looking out for us before the LIV Tour? But suddenly, now that the LIV Tour exists, we're getting paid more? That doesn't wash for some people.
No, and understandably so. They'll be sour about that, even though they'll benefit from it because now the money is in play.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Anyway, moving on here. Dave, you are playing the role of Aaron Rodgers, quarterback with the Green Bay Packers, who's been very outspoken recently about his young wide receivers in camp. He's been outright critical. He's been carving them, really, is what he's been doing. What is your level of concern? You're headed for a down year with such a drop-off at the wide receiver position.
Well, you know me. I'm Aaron Rodgers, so I don't do pints on patios. I don't do full Nick Cages. I do a big jug of psychoactive tea known as ayahuasca.
Right.
Emanates from the Amazon region, and I'm going to bathe in some ayahuasca because I am highly, highly concerned that all these young receivers, can't catch my passes. They've been dropping them left and right in the preseason. The old guys I've got, like Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb, I like them, but they're old. Mm-hmm. And they ain't Davante Adams, who, of course, left for the money. And I can't blame him for that. But, yeah, no, I'm heavily concerned. And I'm going to need a couple of cleanses and a lot of hallucinogenics to get over it.
Yeah, I think you should be, because this that you are facing right now, at least based on the depth chart, Aaron Rodgers, what Tom Brady was facing his last two or three years in New England.
Ooh.
Like, it yeah. is basically, it's all on you. It's going to be on the run game. They have a great duo of running backs. They do. They still have Jones. They have Dillon. They've got an offensive line that is makeshift right now at best. I don't know if Bakhtiari is going to play. But, yeah, you don't have Adams. Randall Cobb is effectively finished. Alan Lazard yeah. is more of like a slot third option. You got Sammy Watkins, but who the hell knows what he's going to bring to the table?
Who knows?
Yeah, he's not a number one. He never has been at any point in his career. So, yeah, I like that. Whatever you're taking, take more of it, because you should be concerned. I am playing the role of Bo Bichette. Level of concern, you will not hit higher than fifth in the lineup the rest of the season. I'm sensing a trend here. I am not Nick Cage in Vegas. I am not a pine on the patio. All right, there's still a lot of baseball left. I believe that this front office wants to believe in me. I, Bo Bichette, was given more of a rope than I probably should have to remain in the top five in the order. I was playing, you know, I was hitting second forever when Charlie was around. I missed Charlie. Now he's gone. I get moved back to the five hole. Obviously, I didn't perform well enough. Now I've been hitting seventh. I've been hitting sixth. But looking around, George Springer's not a guarantee to play.
Yep.
Not a guarantee. Chapman's hot. Gurriel's hot. That could end at any point. They both deserve to be above Bo Bichette in the lineup. But if Bo gets hot for a week or two, I think this is a guy they want to put in a premium position. They believe in Bichette when he's hot. He has performed to that level in the past. If he gets back to it at any point, or guys start going the other way, Chapman, Gurriel, Kirk, possibly, maybe Teoscar, it's a six-pack and a shot. Yeah. Not in the top five in terms of the lineup right now, and deservedly so, but can change quickly. There's still a lot of baseball left.
And that's the thing. That's why you can't go full Nick Cage, because you know you have the ability to provide.
Yeah.
It just hasn't happened for you right now, and now you're paying the price a little bit. You're hitting sixth, you're hitting seventh.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's got an OPS under 750. Yeah. He strikes out too much. You know, he's chasing counts.
He looks lost. Like, he looks a little lost right now.
Bichette has not been in a good place really all year. Yeah. Like, it's not been a consistent season for Bo Bichette, but it's not as if the guys ahead of them, outside of Vladdy, and if Springer's healthy, he's hitting first. But outside of that, you know, there's
interchangeable.
It can be interchangeable. And Bo Bichette can likely move around. All right, Frankie, you are playing the role of Yusei Kikuchi.
Oh, boy.
Do we really even need to ask the
question?
Yes. There you go.
Never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Apologies, Frankie. I shouldn't step on your toes.
No,
but
that's okay.
Yusei Kikuchi. Level of concern, you've made your final start as a Blue Jay.
Well, do we need to play it again? It
I
seems
think
redundant.
So. Yeah.
Can you never, never ask me to stop drinking?
Well, here's the thing. He's got two more years left on his deal. He's going to make $10 million next year. He's going to make $10 million the year after that. So there has to be a glimmer of hope in Yusei Kikuchi, in myself, Yusei Kikuchi, that I will make
really?
Another start for the Blue Jays. But I haven't pitched well. I stink.
Yeah,
I can't
stink.
Throw a strike. I get rocked early in games. So why do I deserve to make another start for the Blue
you
Jays?
You don't.
I don't.
You don't.
I'm horrible. But I'm going to go to the bullpen. Maybe I can pitch a good inning out of the bullpen one time. Then maybe I can pitch two good innings out of the bullpen. And then from there, maybe next year I can make a start for the Blue Jays if they don't find a way to get rid of me. But I am just grasping at the slightest straws right now, because I think it's going to be a very tough road for Yusei Kikuchi, other than the fact that he's getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's why I think they brought him back the last time, when they came up with the neck issue that
yes.
placed him on the IL. The only reason he returned was because, or the only reason you returned, Yusei Kikuchi, was because of the price tag. That's the only reason.
Yep.
You had no right
that's
to
it.
Return.
There's
you have been
an investment.
Awful since the hop. So you've already got one bullet that's been used in terms of that return. Now, it's interesting you mentioning, you know, can he get through a couple of innings? Is it like an opener Would that classify as a start for Yusei Kikuchi?
Ooh.
If they look at him at some point, Dave, I guess it would classify as that. Like, can you give us two innings, once through the order effectively, and we're getting you out? Maybe they have to do that at some point.
Maybe if you reframe it and lower the bar for him and say, we don't expect anything other than, you know, give us two innings. You don't have to give us a start, no quality starts, five innings, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Give us two, and maybe, but if I'm giving you advice, you say, I'm saying get ready for spring training. You'll get one more spring to prove you've turned it around because the investment is so big and they got no chance of getting any return on you. And guess what? If you can't do it, Nick, by next spring, you're done.
Yep. Yes, you and deserve
Thank
it.
You,
so
Dave.
Now you'll be done as a rich man, but you'll be done likely here in Toronto. Speaking of rich, Dave, you are playing the role of the San Diego Padres. San Diego Padres, what is your level of concern? Your investment in Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be a disaster.
Got to play it, JP.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
You know, it's a good thing San Diego's a pretty good drinking town. Mm-hmm. That gas lamp district, beautiful patios, gorgeous sports bars. And if I'm AJ Preller, the presiding executive on the baseball side of the San Diego Padres, I'm trolling some bars in these next few weeks, man, because I'm down on my luck.
Big time.
I just pulled off one of the biggest trade in the history of the sport to bring in Juan Soto. There was all this hope that, hey, I got Juan Soto and I got Tatis coming back off this dumb motorcycle accident, wrist injury, and we are going to beat the world and we might even beat the LA Dodgers. And now I look and I'm 17 games behind the Dodgers and I look at the next dozen years with a guy getting paid ridiculous amounts of money in Tatis Jr. who I cannot trust and who, by the way, has shown zero accountability for the multiple dumb things he has done since he got that money.
Well, and furthermore, has Tatis Jr. been taking PEDs the whole time? And if so, have we been seeing inflated stats because of the PEDs?
Yeah.
Like,
good
did
question.
He just get caught now, and has he been using in the past? And if he goes clean now, who are you getting? What are you getting for a $340 million investment? It is a disaster right now. He's got a lot of time to rectify the issue if you're Tatis Jr., but it's not feeling good.
A lot of time to make it worse, too.
A lot of time to make it worse.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. All right, final one. I'm playing the role of Patrick Reed. Level of concern, your legacy as a golfer will be that of a cheater, not as a Masters champion. Well, I'm inclined to play it, but I'm not going to play it because that last little caveat that was read there, that is significant.
Yes.
You can call me Patrick Reed whatever you want. You can call me litigious. Like this lawsuit against Brandel Chambly and the Golf Channel is so frivolous. It's so stupid. It's such a waste of time. It's the dumbest thing ever. He's suing him for defamation. $750 million, I believe. And effectively what it reads as, you're mean to me, and I don't like it.
You pointed out a fact about me, and I don't like that.
Right. I have a history of cheating, and I don't like that you mentioned it. Yeah. And I went to live, and I hate that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely absurd. But if this was U.S. Open champ, if this was PGA champ, if this was the Open championship, it'd be one thing. You can't get me out of that green jacket because I'm going to be in the clubhouse. I'm going to be at the champions dinner. I'm going to be there with Jerry Player teeing off early if I have to. You can't get rid of me, Patrick Reed. I don't care if you think I'm a cheater or not. I will be around for the rest of time. You ever see Larry Mize? You ever see him do anything else? But he's there every April.
Same with Sandy
flashing
Lyle.
Flashing it around. Sandy Lyle. So I will be in your face as long as I have to be. I am a Masters champ. So six-pack and a shot because clearly I'm a delicate flower, the fact that I'm suing people because they're mean to me. Obviously, legacy is an issue.
Very sensitive.
But Masters champ is a Masters champ.
Yep.
And it's
significant. Always be branded a champ.
And it's always going to be there. It's always going to be
there.
If
he was worried about being branded a cheater, guess what? He probably wouldn't have cheated.
Right.
This guy has zero conscience.
Right.
Yeah.
And if he had any common sense, he wouldn't have paid a lawyer to file a $750 million joke against the Golf Channel and Brandon Chambly.
It is outrageous.
This lawyer got rich doing it, or I'm assuming he's getting pretty rich doing it.
Yeah.
And anybody will take your money in this world. We all know that.
This is the one guy that you can tell the PGA Tour, they are so happy he left.
Yeah.
Like they are like, we don't want to be associated with Patrick Reed. You're a pain in the ass. Get out of here. You know, just leave. So there you go. There's your role play level of concern.